America was established largely for the purposes of religious freedom, but in some cases that freedom has eroded. Thankfully, we still have a First Amendment that theoretically guarantees religious freedom. Many other countries do not have that guarantee, even including some European countries, which is mind-boggling. There's a disturbing anti-religious freedom story out of Sweden. The story is summarized in just a few words. Sweden denies parental rights, persecutes Christian family, and removes children on false abuse report. Alex McFarland is a Christian youth specialist. He's the author of 21 books. He provides a Christian worldview on today's topics. And we have invited Alex to discuss this case and the implications for it with us. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point. And Alex, we welcome you back to the program. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you, Dr. Newcomb. You do vital, vital work for freedom, for a constitutional republic, for God and country. And it's always an honor to speak with you.
Yeah, thank you. And likewise, you know, what's interesting about this story is that you'd like to think that something like this could never happen here, but always in the back of your mind, you know, in some of these crazy places where they really, you know, they have laws that are so strict against religious freedom or religious opinions, let's say, that contradict certain views on sexuality, you know, then they want to punish the Christians that hold these views. But tell us a story about Sweden.
Well, a family in Sweden really is going through a tragedy after a European court rejected their pleas to be reunited with their children. They've been separated for 3 years. Largely, the parents are being persecuted because of their Christian faith. And one of the daughters, the oldest daughter, filed a false report to social services because she said her parents' rules were too strict. And this daughter, who is very sad, she filed a report in 2022, but rescinded or recanted. And yet, Daniel and Bianca Samson's daughters are still being held by the government and going to church for roughly 3 hours a week. Going to church on Sunday and Wednesday was said to be child abuse. And this is very sad, and it really should serve as a wake-up call for Americans, because Sweden does have a Christian foundation and Christian history, although, and I've been to Sweden, sadly, it's to a large degree forgotten, as is the case with so much of Europe. And we could speak more about that, especially England, here in a moment, perhaps. But let me say, as the West has lost its Christian foundation and lost its belief in objective morality, children are viewed as property of the state. Wow. Rather than as members of a family under the tutelage and rearing of godly parents. And so this is an extreme case, granted, but without a restoration of the boundaries prohibiting government from dictating how children are raised by Christian parents with sincerely held biblical convictions, without a return to the rights of parents, this sort of atrocity could be happening in the United States of America.
You know, it's interesting, Alex, that we're celebrating this year the 250th anniversary of the acceptance of the final wording of the Declaration of Independence. And again, it's hard to imagine something like this happening in America, and yet not necessarily, you know, given the mindset of some people on the left that they view the state almost as God as opposed to God being God.
Well, indeed. And here in the USA, the United States of America, and as you said, you know, we're at our quarter millennia birthday, 250 years. And may God grant that we rediscover some of the founding principles that made this nation, Dr. Newcomb. Because look, I think you and I could both agree, if 2026 had been 1776, you know, we really wouldn't have the America that for more than two centuries has been the greatest place in the world to live. I mean, America was birthed. The revolution was justified by God's, as Franklin would say, Benjamin Franklin would say, with God's interposition, God's providential help, America was birthed, and the Minutemen and Continental Army was able to prevail over Cornwallis. America's birth was a miracle. America's prosperity and achievements and technological and, you know, innovation in every field, medicine, and the betterment of the human condition, it has all been an outflow of our godly foundation. But today, one of the issues about which we could speak is transgenderism and parental rights. Regarding transgenderism, there's really an intense legal and social battle going on over whether parents have the authority to direct their child's health care, and do activists in the public schools have the right to coach and groom children toward gender dysphoria without the parents' knowledge? And we have got to regain some moral sanity here. And Dr. Newcomb, let me just say this, for 35 years of youth ministry, and I'm not just talking about, you know, pizza suppers and volleyball. I'm talking about camps, conferences, experts, everyone from James Dobson to Chuck Colson to mental health professionals with Christian faith. We have, it's been our privilege to minister one-on-one to more than 500,000 teenagers in 30 years. Let me say this, 8 to 25-year-olds, that's a big span, granted, late childhood, pre-adolescence, early adulthood. Kids, 99% of the time, they have no idea who they are yet or what they want to do. And the idea that woke public school and governmental activists could essentially kidnap children from parents and coach them into things that they will regret for the rest of their natural lives, that's immoral. And I say this not as a theoretician, but as a practitioner. My wife and I, my staff, and PhDs and MDs and professionals with whom we've interacted for decades, we will be the first to tell you from firsthand experience, it would be wickedness. On the level of a pimp or a drug dealer or a human trafficker, to take an impressionable young child and coach them into a worldview that will destroy their body, their future, and potentially their soul. Yeah. We've got to stop it. And the rights of parents in this constitutional America must be defended.
Yeah, and praise the Lord that there have certainly been some victories, for example, in the realm of the transgender agenda, but the left is still there, it's still pushing, and, you know, at the end of the day, you know, what's happening even in places like Europe or even in places like California should be a warning to the rest of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, we hear about the call for trans equality. I mean, and my former employer, Dr. James Dobson, he said this 23 years ago when I went to work for him. He said, look, for the LGBTQ activists, mainstream acceptance is not enough. And many, even Christian people said, oh, Dr. Dobson is an alarmist. James Dobson, he said publicly and privately, and he was brilliant. Dr. Dobson, and I traveled with him, wrote with and for him. He was equal parts brilliance, wisdom, and godliness. But he said, they will want our children. Homosexual mainstreaming is not enough. And so they're the very falsely named human rights campaign, HRC, that is trying to use legal leverage to not just have tolerance, but impose trans equality on the culture. It's a battle against God, truth, and really what is a human being, honestly. And let me just say this, Dr. Newcomb, we do not live in a moral vacuum. the law of God is written on every heart, but there are those individuals, celebrities, organizations, movements, they want to suppress moral knowledge. Now, and I'm not talking about Jesus and salvation yet. Soteriology, that's another subject. But Madison said it, the founders knew it. The U.S. Constitution, which has protected more rights for more people than any other movement in history, the U.S. Constitution only makes sense and is only functional and workable if we acknowledge that moral truth exists.
Yes.
And among those moral truths, men are not women. That's biological truth as well. You know, it's sometimes called natural law, objective truth. Jefferson called it self-evident truth, the Ten Commandments. And so if somebody refuses Christ and doesn't want to be a Christian and they are determined to be spiritually lost, that's their prerogative. But what we can't let these activists do, or at least we shouldn't let these activists do, is destroy the epistemic philosophical foundation of the U.S. Constitution, which is morality. And if people want to be trans, they can be trans. Men may put on women's dresses, and that's wrong, but if they want to do it, they can do it. But what I beg not only elected officials, educators, persons of influence, and certainly clergy, speak to people and say, look, God loves you, Christ died for you, but you cannot repeal moral law any sooner than you could fight the law of gravity.
Wow.
Moral truth is woven into the fabric of reality, just like all of the other laws initiated by God. And all that the trans woke advocacy ideologies, all they're doing is destroying this country and the lives and souls of people.
Alex, we have about 2 minutes left, and isn't it interesting that the Declaration of Independence mentions that this is done according to the laws of nature and of nature's God? Okay, so now going back to this story out of Sweden, which is really the springboard for this conversation, this family have their two daughters being held by the government. I'm going to quote from your article here. The girls reportedly are struggling with a serious mental health decline in state-sponsored foster care under the directive of the government. The Sampsons, the couple in question, even completed mandatory parenting classes and have been deemed fit parents, yet still have no hope for reunification. Okay, now we have about a minute left. How about a closing thought on this whole thing? And we should really pray for these people.
We really should. We should really pray. And, we need to – my friend Mark Walker, who works in the Trump administration as the senior representative for global religious freedom, our State Department can get involved and hopefully influence – the Swedish government to stop obstructing the rights of these parents. But understand, folks, it's coming here. Wow. Without a moral restoration. That's why I'm on tour every weekend. I'm preaching Revive US, or Revive Us. We need a spiritual awakening. And it's my great joy to be in churches of every conceivable denomination, every city. My website is alexmcfarland.com. If anyone wants our team to come to your city and unify the church to pray and intercede for spiritual awakening, we are here to do that at no charge to any city. We come pro bono just to pray and rally the troops. And I just would implore everyone listening, if you love God and country, and if you care about not only truth, but the future of America, we must pray, be informed, and influence others. And I thank God for Providence Forum doing such a good job in all of those arenas.
All right, Alex McFarland, thanks so much. All the best.